Episode 78.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we revisit the Corn Sheller site one more time. You're not going to believe what's happened in the month of June 2014. Absolutely crazy, and you're just going to have to stay tuned to hear it. In addition to that, we talk a little bit about my weight loss journey and all the marketing lessons that I've learned participating as a purchaser in the weight loss niche. Specifically, we take a look at Beachbody and the P90X program, and we break it down in terms of marketing and see what there is for us to learn there. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. Really great to be back on the mic. Really striving for that weekly show thing. It's a couple of weeks in a row here, cranking out some content. I hope you're enjoying it. For those of you that have been with me for so long and tolerated the stop and start and stop and start again thing, I really appreciate that. Really, really driving my mastermind group, really, really pushing me hard to try and be more consistent with production of the content. Really interested in taking this whole thing to the next level. And I know that's going to start with more consistency in content creation. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope you are too. Love the feedback on the show and send me some if you've got some, because that certainly helps me get along and get some stuff done here. Love that feedback. It's very motivating to get notes from people when I publish some content. So thank you for those of you that faithfully do that. I really, really do appreciate it. The very first thing that I want to talk to you about today is something that it blew my mind. So I think it might blow yours. So we looked at the statistics of the Corn Sheller site. And for those of you that have been around for a long time, you know this whole story. I won't tell the whole thing again, but it's a demo site that we use on the show. If this is your first show, it's a site over at cornsheller.net that we use as an example for demonstration purposes. And it doesn't make a lot of money, which is one of the reasons that I can reveal it to you, because I don't really care what happens to it. But I, over the last 2 years, the site without any work at all hardly has made $700. And that's kind of cool. That's enough money to talk about and kind of mess around with. So I mentioned last week that the site had broken, the plugin had broken, and I'd asked my virtual assistant to fix the plugin. She immediately loaded the latest version of the PHP Bay plugin. That's what I use for eBay. That site is monetized with eBay, and that got that all fixed up and running. So by the end of May, we were up and running again. And, you know, as I mentioned, we had made $700 over the lifetime of the site, over approximately 2 years. So I'm looking at my stats about mid-June, and all of a sudden I see these two, for this site, giant spikes in earnings. I had a $100 day with the site, followed by a subsequent day that was $72, for a total earning in the month of June on this site of $205 in the month of June. Now, I'll include that graph in the show notes just so you know I'm not making that up, but that's actually amazing. It was on 650 or so clicks. It worked out to about 30 cents per click, which is a pretty good pay rate on a site that, now I have absolutely done, almost no work on since I built it way back 2 years ago. So that's really cool. What's the reason for that? I haven't quite figured it out yet. I haven't had the time to dig into it. Almost certainly it's going to be one or two people making some really big purchases that paid out big commissions. That's a really big day for a single site in eBay. I have had some eBay sites in the past and not very many $100 days for a single site. So that is really super cool. Not typical, absolutely not typical, not typical for this website, not typical for the eBay websites that I messed with in the past, but pretty cool. And it shows you an example of the goofy stuff that can happen when you stop messing around and just put stuff out there and see what sticks. You know, I've had examples of this kind of thing before where a single page would get picked up in the SERPs for a couple of days, and maybe it had an AdSense ad on it, and that would go crazy for a couple of days and generate tens or hundreds of dollars. So this stuff happens, but the only way that it happens is if you have sites out there to begin with. If you've done the work, if you've done stuff, if you've got opportunities, you've got to plant these seeds, and occasionally giant oak trees pop up. Now, I absolutely do not think, not even for a second, that $200 is the new baseline for this site. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if this site made $10 only next month. I don't really know yet where that traffic came from. I don't know anything about that transaction. I may never really know exactly what happened. So, you know, I'm not saying that this is what we should expect from this site going forward, but I am excited that it happened. And that $200 gives me $200 that I can use to reinvest in the site. So I've decided to, we talked about this a little bit last week. I've ordered a video and we're going to try and do, I've already got the video back. I need to do a voiceover for it, but I ordered one of these $5 videos from Fiverr. And it's basically one of these cartoon animation videos where the guy is drawing and you can see his hand and he's kind of drawing on a whiteboard. It's a whiteboard marketing video and it hits a couple of key points. I'm going to add a voiceover to that, post that to YouTube, and then build backlinks to it like we described last week, probably using something similar to Rank Crew. I may use something a little more powerful than that, and try and see if we can get that video to rank for our keywords, our corn sheller related keywords, and see how we do. I think that'll be a really good, exciting proof of concept, something that you can actually see, and you'll be able to actually see the video, and I'll give all that to you next week when I get everything released. So that's the plan on the corn sheller video and the corn sheller site. I also think we could choose to invest in some more backlinking to the site and see if we can increase the traffic level. And I'm considering that. We'll see if we decide to do that or not. I think that might be a pretty good idea for this site as well, because really we don't have a lot to lose. That's another great thing about experimenting with a site like this. If we mess things up, we're only talking about a, you know, $30 a month on average site. So it's not that big a deal if we goof things up. So that's the update on the corn sheller site. Be sure to take a look at the show notes and look at this graph. You can see these massive spikes on in the first half of the month, where one day was over $100 and one day was over $70. And you can see what I'm talking about. It's amazing. And there was no big surge in traffic. The traffic's flat throughout the month at around, it looks like 20 clicks per day, 20 or 30 clicks per day into eBay from the site. So, you know, I don't think it was any big surge in traffic. I know it wasn't that. It was just a couple of really good transactions. That's the corn sheller update. I hope you find that as cool as I do. All right, so the next thing I wanted to talk about and break down a little bit this week has been my experience with in the weight loss niche, my personal experience. So I started out as on Easter Sunday. We go to church all the time, and particularly on Easter, and we are an Easter people in my house. So we go to church on Easter, and my wife is a shutterbug. She took 50,000 pictures last year and is on pace in 2014 for even more than that. She's the kind of photographer that will probably end up replacing her SLR, digital SLR camera, because she'll wear out the shutter, literally wear out the mechanical shutter in the camera. So, you know, we take a lot of pictures, and she's really good not only at taking pictures, but she's also really good at post-processing those pictures in Lightroom and making them look really cool. So after on Easter Sunday, she'd taken these pictures just before church, and we'd taken some shots out in the backyard. In fact, I'll put the actual shot in the show notes that she took. And I was looking at this picture, I'm going, man, I have really got to lose some weight. So I get on the scale, and sure enough, I weighed 246 or 247 pounds. And I thought, you know, it's Easter Sunday tomorrow, the day after Easter. That's the day I'm starting to really work on some weight loss. And so I did a ton of research, and I've been doing, I had done some low carb stuff in the past. My friend Lynn Terry over at Click News is a big low carber. And so I started doing some scientific research about low carb, and I ended up really adopting not a crazy low carb diet, but just a diet where I said, look, I'm going to try and eliminate things like sugar and wheat flour, just very simply, because I know those things metabolize very quickly to glucose, and I know that spikes insulin. And so this is really quickly sounding like a medical podcast, but the bottom line is I know sugar's bad for you, or at least that's what I feel based on kind of a relatively extensive amount of reading that I've been doing about metabolism. So I cut out sugar, and sure enough, my weight started coming down. And after I lost about 20 pounds, which was really cool, I decided I wanted to add in some exercise to accelerate the process. And for a long time, I've been curious about this thing that you see on late night TV called P90X. P90X is something I've known about for a long time. It's been around for a while. Pat Flynn very famously did this and got some amazing results, but he's a young guy. I'm a 40-something guy. At the time that he did that, I'm not even sure he was 30. And so I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm too old for this or whatever. But a friend of mine at work was doing it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. So I went out, and I went out on the internet. I went to Amazon, because that's where I buy everything, and I bought P90X. And I didn't think anything of it, because I bought it on Amazon. And, it turned out, looking at these DVDs and going through this program, this is an incredibly solid program. Really, really good product. So that's marketing lesson number one from our friends at Beachbody.
Number one.
You need to have an absolutely solid product. That means to me, if you're building an affiliate website, you really need to go the extra mile to put really good content out there. You need to have a good product. If you're promoting a product, you need to make sure that that product really is a good product. Don't just promote junk. And if you are building your own product, by all means, spend the extra time to make the thing really good. Over-deliver. Now, I'm not saying that you should be paralyzed and never get your product out, because that's another kind of problem that you can have because you're shooting for perfection. But you really want to create quality stuff wherever you create it. And that's certainly what the Beachbody guys have done. In fact, I was a little surprised at how good it was, how high the production quality was, how well thought out the materials were, and so forth. I was pretty impressed. And so I get this thing, and the first thing that I notice, I thought this was really, really interesting. This product itself has ads built into it that cross-sell their other products.
Number two.
Now, particularly, as you might imagine, the P90X Beachbody guys, they sell not only the exercise programs and several of them, they also sell products that you can take. You can drink these kind of energy products that you would take just before a workout, recovery products that you can take just after a workout, and meal replacement drinks. They're a very famous one called Shakeology, which you can take, as a meal replacement to help you with your diet. Like most good exercise programs, one of the big things that the Beachbody guys talk about is the importance of nutrition. And I can tell you, for those of you that need to lose weight, you can out-eat any exercise program that you choose to undertake. Let me say that again. You can easily out-eat any exercise program that you choose to undertake. So the eating part is way more important than the exercise part. So just file that away for a minute. So these Beachbody guys, before the workout, even sometimes during the workout, the exercise guy will mention one of the products and, you know, kind of in casual conversation. And then after the workout, there are ad placements that cross-sell their products. You know, one of the cool things about a product like P90X is no matter what happens, whether you get the results that they're trying to sell you on or not, you're going to get some benefit from this product. If you're up off the couch and trying to do this, even if you fail, some amount of exercise is better than no exercise. So this is a, you know, a thing that benefits people. But lesson number two from the Beachbody folks is certainly cross-sell and advertise your other products within your product. Now, if you've got a product and you don't have any other products, maybe that means you're selling affiliate products. You're sending your customers to related things that they might need. You see this all the time in the internet marketing space where you'll sign up for a course and, oh, by the way, you need hosting and here's my affiliate link for hosting, or, oh, by the way, you need a keyword research tool and here's my link to Keyword Canine. That's the same kind of thing that the Beachbody guys are doing. So when I went back and I looked at the marketing materials, the sales copy that the Beachbody guys are using to sell P90X, that's where lesson number three really came in.
Number three.
And lesson number three is very simply, when you're writing sales copy, you need to focus on the benefits that people will receive from buying your product. And of course, the benefits in the weight loss niche are well understood. Avoiding the pain that you feel when you're overweight, having the energy that you need to do the things that you want to do in life, feeling better, looking better. There's the whole sex and marketing thing with the sex appeal of looking better. There's all these benefits that you get from successfully completing the P90X program. And basically the implication is if you buy this product, you will look like the model that's on television and your life will be relatively perfect. Now, they don't actually say that, right? That would get them in trouble with the FTC, but they're really selling the benefit that if you complete this program, your life will be better. When you're selling a product, you need to be selling those benefits as well. If you're an affiliate marketer and you're talking about a product that you think people should buy, you need to make sure that you're talking about the benefits of this product and not just the features. The features are things for the P90X program, like we teach you how to do pull-ups and we teach you how to do push-ups. And at the end of this program, you'll be able to do 37 push-ups in 60 seconds. Well, that's a feature. The benefit of being able to do 37 push-ups in 60 seconds is that you'll be able to take your shirt off at the beach and your shoulders will make you look like Hercules. And the sit-ups that you're going to be able to do, that's a feature, but the benefit is you're going to have abs that make you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was 22 or whatever. So lesson number three is in your sales copy, make sure you're selling the benefits.
Number four.
Lesson number four also comes out of the sales copy of Beachbody, which is equally impressive. Make sure in your sales copy, you're overcoming the purchaser's objections. This is the word that salespeople use to list all the reasons that we don't buy. And what's the biggest objection that people have to exercise programs? The one you hear all the time is, I don't have time to exercise. So what the Beachbody guys have done with their recent version of P90X is they've renamed it, rebranded it, and the most recent version of P90X is P90X3. It's the third generation of P90X. And the interesting thing about it is it's a 30-minute program. It turns out that the Beachbody guys found some university studies that suggest that the biggest benefit of a workout comes in the first 30 minutes. Now, I'm sure there's still a lot of benefit if you work out for an hour that comes in the second 30 minutes. They don't talk about that. What they talk about is the true conclusion based on the study that they cite, that the most important part of the workout is the first 30 minutes. Now, given that, they have a reason to bundle a 30-minute program, and they can say things in the sales copy like, look, this is only 30 minutes a day. Everybody's got 30 minutes. Certainly, you can find the time to do this exercise program. And really what they're doing there is they're answering the objection that people are going to use to keep from buying the program. You know, other examples of objections that they may choose to answer are that the program costs too much. Well, you may feel like it costs too much, but we're going to let you buy it in 3 easy payments, right? And they're answering that objection that I can't afford this. Well, sure you can. It's 3 easy payments. We'll finance it for you. So that's lesson number 4 from the Beachbody guys, is make sure that you're handling objections in your sales copy. And if you're an affiliate marketer, you can do the same thing. In fact, this can be really helpful to people who are, because usually if they're on your site, they may be looking for information about a product and they have these objections in their head too. And if you can help them work through those and get them to a buying decision, a good buying decision that's the right decision for them, then that's really a value add. So make sure you're addressing those objections either in the form of frequently asked questions or directly in the sales copy and so forth.
Number 5.
So the 5th thing this is sort of maybe even the most amazing thing that I learned from Beachbody is the importance of affiliates. This is evident. So for those of you that don't realize this, the Beachbody company is a multi-level marketing company. And I don't actually know much about the details of Beachbody's multi-level marketing program, except that their affiliates, they call them coaches. And what you have to do to be a coach is you have to pay money to get into the coaching program. This is very impressive. So I actually did this so we could have this conversation. So if you go to Beachbody and you want to learn how you can sell Beachbody, then what you do is you go onto their website and you sign up to be a coach, and it costs something like $45. And as a result of you being a coach, you can buy any products that you want from Beachbody at a 25% discount, which is great. In fact, I'm also using their Shakeology product right now. So now I can buy Shakeology, which is really, really expensive. That's going to be something we talk about in lesson number 6. I can get that for 25% off. So that's an incentive for me to be a Beachbody coach. Also, I get paid if someone, just like in regular affiliate marketing, if someone buys Beachbody products through my link, I get a commission. And if I recruit other coaches to sell Beachbody, this is the multi-level marketing part. If I recruit other coaches to sell Beachbody, then I get a percentage of the commissions that they get. And this really boils down to, in this context, this multi-level marketing scheme is really just a version of affiliate marketing, a multi-layered affiliate marketing strategy. And so, you know, that's pretty cool. And the lesson for you is, if you have a product that you're trying to sell, you need to make sure that you have an affiliate program to go with that so people can sell your product.
Number 6.
Lesson number 6 is on pricing. You know, they have a fantastic, I think it's pretty fantastic. I mean, from what I know, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've done a lot of reading about nutrition. They have a fantastic meal replacement drink called Shakeology, which actually tastes pretty decent as protein drinks go. And basically what it is, it's a protein drink like Muscle Milk or one of these other things that you get at GNC or a nutrition shop near you. It's a powder, and it's got probably whey protein in it or something like that. So you get the protein that you need. And then in addition to that, it's got a truckload of multivitamins. They do a very interesting job of selling this where they show that the, you know, the Shakeology shake cost you $4. But if you were to go buy everything that you need to make one in the grocery store and get all the vitamins that are in the Shakeology drink, you need to buy like, I don't know, $30 worth of groceries to make one shake or something like that. That's a very nice, another nice marketing tactic that's in their sales copy. But the bottom line is this stuff, this Shakeology stuff, it's like $127 a bag. Now, to put that into context, if you were to walk into Sam's or Costco or your discount club near you and buy an equivalent amount of Muscle Milk or, you know, some nutritional protein drink shake kind of thing off the shelf there, it would cost you about $50. So they're over 2x the market price for that kind of thing. And that just goes to show you, you really need to understand what your product is worth and not underestimating it. I guarantee you they're selling a ton of Shakeology. I know people that take Shakeology. They don't care what it costs. They want the Shakeology. They're charging what the market will bear for their products. A lot of times I see people who have their own products underprice them, undervalue them. They don't try to understand what the market will bear for their product. They price their product without any testing and they end up trying to charge just what they think it's worth. And a lot of times they don't have a strong enough opinion of their own work to get to the right price. So they end up selling an ebook for, or, you know, some kind of course for $27 that ought to be $77 in the marketplace. So that's lesson number 6 from the Beachbody guys. Is that you absolutely need to pay attention and make sure you're charging enough for your products when you charge them out. So that's 6 lessons from my weight loss experience with Beachbody. I started out at 247-ish pounds. I am now down to 220, and I'm hoping to get all the way down to 200. And one of the exciting things about getting to 220, you know, I don't really consider myself a fat guy, whatever that means. I don't think that's a politically correct term, but I guess since I'm talking about myself, it's okay. But my BMI, my body mass index, whenever I weigh more than 220, I'm 6 feet tall. So whenever I weigh more than 220, I am technically obese. That's the word that the US government uses to describe my weight. I don't like being obese. So when I get under 220, I move from obese to simply overweight. Now, to get out of the overweight zone, I have to get all the way down to about 185 pounds. I don't know that I want to go that low, but I definitely want to go to 200 and see how that feels. And so that's where I'm headed with a combination of eating right, Shakeology, and the Beachbody guys, the P90X program. And I've learned a lot of marketing along the way, not learned a lot of marketing, but recognized a lot of marketing from the Beachbody guys, some excellent marketing. If you want to learn about marketing, study some of these things around you, because there is marketing in everything that you see, everywhere that you see it. And you can recognize that and use that as sort of on the job training in your own internet business. I hope you enjoyed that, because I'm off to go do a little workout right now. We'll talk to you later.
Number 7.
Oh, and hey, by the way, bonus lesson number 7. This was really great. So, you know, I told you there are these Beachbody coaches, right? And so if you're a Beachbody coach, your goal is to either get your students to... Well, hopefully your goal is to help people, but financially, from an affiliate marketing standpoint, your goal is to either get your students to buy products using your link, in which case you get a commission, or to get your students to convert to coaches so that you get overrides on their commissions. And quite frankly, I don't know what the best thing to do is. I haven't really thought through all this at all, because I'm not really interested in selling Beachbody stuff. unless you want some, in which case you can go to latenightim.com/beachbody. But the cool thing was the way I got my coach. So I bought my stuff through Amazon. So there was no coach, no commission, none of that stuff. I don't, you know, that's Beachbody sells the stuff on Amazon. I don't know how that works. I'm sure that frustrates their affiliates a little bit because that's kind of a leak in their commission system. But in any case, I bought mine off Amazon, but after I bought it, I was really excited about, some of you may remember, I was excited about starting the program and I tweeted out that I was, you know, doing P90X. Well, a guy tweeted me back and said, "Hey, Mark, congratulations on P90X. How are things going?" And I didn't know who it was. For all I knew, it was one of you guys, right? So I just said, "Oh, it's going great. Yeah, thanks for asking, man. I'm just started and here's the deal." And the guy says, "Well, I've got a private Facebook group. If you're interested, I'll sign you up." And you know, he told me we support each other in that group. We're all doing some beach body exercise program. I said, "Okay, that sounds cool. I'll check that out." Of course, I immediately recognized what was going to happen next. He said, "By the way, I'm a beach body coach. Have you got a coach yet?" And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Well, if you'll sign up under me, I'd really appreciate it. I'll add you to the group." So basically, this guy was offering me some value add being part of this Facebook support group in exchange for me becoming in his affiliate marketing pyramid. Turns out this guy's a student at a university, I think maybe the one in LSU in Louisiana. And this is how he's paying his way through college, is by, you know, working out himself and selling Beachbody. It's pretty cool. And so sure enough, he's got this value added Facebook group. I signed up under him. Then I became a coach under him. And when I buy products, he gets the commission and everybody's happy. The lesson is, lesson number 7, the bonus lesson is, use social media to promote your stuff by trying to help people. I mean, this guy clearly has multiple motives, but his approach is, "Hey, can I help you by giving you this Facebook, access to this Facebook group?" Your approach might be, "Hey, can I help you? I noticed you were talking about XYZ problem. Maybe this free report would help you." And in that free report, you have whatever calls to action that you need, but it's alongside actual valuable information. So that's bonus lesson number 7 from my Beachbody journey. Hope that helps you, and I hope you have a fantastic day. By the way, if you absolutely loved this marketing segment, feel free to go to latenightinternetmarketing.com/beachbody to use my affiliate link to buy your Beachbody products. It's an affiliate marketing show, right? So you can support the show by going to latenightinternetmarketing.com/beachbody or not. I really don't care. I signed up to get the discount on Shakeology, but I thought it was pretty cool.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so P90X is difficult for an old guy, especially an old, sweaty, out of shape guy. It's just crazy. I mean, I'm struggling along doing it the best that I can, but I imagine that I will have to do it a couple of times. And just to be clear, I'm doing P90X3, which is a 30-minute version. The original version, the workouts were like 80 minutes long, or at least that's what I understand. I cannot imagine how you could keep up with this guy for 90 minutes. It's just nuts. But 30 minutes, I can sort of keep up. I don't do the exercises properly. I certainly can't do as many repetitions that these guys do. And, you know, they always put these supermodel workout guys. Now, to their credit, to the P90X guys' credit, they do the instructor and then the usually one kind of professional trainer, professional beach body coach that, you know, looks like a supermodel. And then one person out of the pilot test group, one actual person like me who actually survived the program. And those are the people that demonstrate the workout. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty motivating to see regular guy or regular gal up there successfully doing the program. So that's kind of cool. But oh my gosh, I mean, when I get done with this thing at the 29 minute mark, I'm sucking wind and can barely walk down the stairs to come get a shower and get ready for work. So, I recommend P90X. It's pretty cool. And, check it out. You'll learn a lot from the marketing, if nothing else.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.